بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq of reciting Surah Yasin Sharif and durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this. Through the barakat of Surah Yasin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all our hajat and needs. May Allah ta'ala give us full protection from all types of evil and calamities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from all evil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned a hadith: مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. This hadith we have mentioned several times and we have discussed it in detail. And the meaning of the hadith is that the example of the one who makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a living person. وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ. And the one who does not make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his example is like that of a dead person who's got no life. So obviously one who is alive is far more better than one who is dead. The dead person cannot benefit, cannot assist us. It's of no use whatsoever. It's a dead corpse. It's carrion. But one who is alive, he's vibrant, he's energetic. Like that is the one who makes the dhikr of Allah. His heart is alive. His heart is not dead. A person whose heart is alive, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pumping into his heart, Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, then he will always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will gain the ma'rifat of Allah. He will be searching for Allah all the time. He will be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will gain the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one who has no dhikr in his heart, he is like a dead person. Useless. Helpless. May Allah ta'ala make us like that person who is alive, whose heart is alive, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the one who makes the dhikr of Allah, he is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one who does not make the dhikr of Allah, he is heedless. He is oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is living a life of ghaflat, negligence. He's not conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who are ghafilin are those who are neglectful. Those who are oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhakirin are those who remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. I've come across a beautiful hadith, an ajeeb hadith today, reported by Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. And this reference is Majma'u Zawaid, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Dhakirullah fil ghafilin. The one who makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amidst those who are negligent, those who are oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are living a life of ghaflat, they're heedless, they're negligent, they are not conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the one who is making the dhikr of Allah amongst those who are not making the dhikr of Allah, the example is given, كَالْمُقَاتِلِ خَلْفَ الْفَارِينَ, like the one who is fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amidst those people who are fleeing the battlefield. The enemy is opposing them, and this person is now fighting the enemy, but he is amidst such people who are fleeing away from the battlefield, they're running away from the battlefield. This person, he is not running away from the battlefield. He is standing. He is steadfast. He is opposing the enemy. He is fighting singly, all alone. He is not escaping the battlefield. He is moving forward. And he is fighting with all his might and strength. Like that is the dhakir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amidst those who are ghafilin. Those who are negligent are like those who are running away from the battlefield. And then Rasulullah says, the example of dhakir or dhakirullah fil ghafilin, is like that person who is like, he's likened to a branch, ka ghusnin akhdar, like a branch which is green, it is fresh. Fi shajarin yabis, amidst a tree which has become dried. So this tree which is dried, all the branches are dry. But then there is one branch that is still fresh. So like that, the person who is making the dhikr of Allah, amidst those who are ghafirin, who are negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is likened to that fresh and that the fresh and the green branch amidst those branches that are all dead. And then Rasulullah says, Dhakirullah, the one who makes dhikr of Allah. Kamathali siraj, fi baitin muzlim. He is like a lantern, a lamp that is shining in a very dark house. Dhakirullah fil ghafilin. This is the example of the one who is making the dhikr of Allah amidst all those around him who are negligent of Allah. And despite those people around him who are negligent of Allah, they're oblivious of Allah, they're not saying Allah, Allah, he is still saying Allah, Allah. He is still making the dhikr of Allah. So he is like this lamp, like this light, like this lantern that is so bright amidst in a house which is completely dark. Then Rasulullah says in the same hadith, Dhakirullah yurihi Allahu maq'adahu min al-jannah wa wahiyyun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show the one who is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst he is alive in this world. Allah will show him his abode in Jannah. Yurihi Allahu maq'adahu min al-jannah wa wahiyyun. Whilst he is still alive in this world, Allah will show him his house, his palace in Jannah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, Dhakirullah yughfaru lahu. Allah Ta'ala forgives so much of sins, so much of sins, so much of sins of the one who makes the dhikr of Allah that is equivalent bi'adadi kulli fasihin wa a'jamin, equivalent to every living person, to every human being and every animal. So the equivalent in number, the number of human beings we have in this world, and the number of animals we have in this world, the total put together, that is the amount Allah will forgive the sins of the one who is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us such reward for remembering Him. Allah says, Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. You make my dhikr, I will remember you. You remember me, I will remember you. Allah is waiting for us to take His name. Allah wants us to be among the dhakireen. Allah does not want us to become among the ghafireen. May Allah make us from the true dhakireen. And therefore the dhikr majlis, again it is for tarbiyat purposes, for ta'aleem purposes, so that when we are away from the masjid, or we are at home, or in the factory, or in the warehouse, or in wherever we are traveling, then don't become ghafil of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We must become conscious of Allah. Our tongues will be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us, give us a tawfiq. May Allah ta'ala make us from the true dhakirin and the shakirin. Beside the Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب المستضعفين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah, my most loving and kind Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us among the ghafileen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us among the dhakireen, among the shakireen, among the muti'een, among the muslimin, among the mu'mineen, among the qaniteen, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become ghafil, my Allah. Ya Allah, brighten our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, recharge our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts be brimming with your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts shine like a lantern, my Allah. Make it be bright as the sun, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be even brighter than the sun, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. With your ma'rifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, with your recognition, my Allah. Fill our hearts with aman and iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with iman, my Allah. اللهم آتِ نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. يا الله ہمارے دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا. يا الله cleanse and purify your hearts, my Allah. يا الله help us to turn towards you, my Allah. Make us among those who are munibin, my Allah. Those who are taibin, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to turn towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, these Mubarak months have commenced, my Allah. Ya Allah, already Rajab is gone, my Allah. Ya Allah, Shaban is on our doorstep, my Allah. And then Ramadan comes. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Wasallim Ramadan alana. Wasallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, get an excellent Ramadan, my Allah. Full of barakat, afiyat, my Allah. With salamati, my Allah. Full of noor and taqwa, my Allah. Full of forgiveness, my Allah. Full of rahmat, my Allah. Full of maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our rozas that we'll keep, my Allah. Give us the strength, Ya Allah, to keep our rozas properly, my Allah. Give us the strength of for standing up in Tarawih Salah, my Allah. Of reading our 5 times Salatul Jamaat. Of reading abundant tilawat of the Quran Pak, my Allah. Of staying away from all types of gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be an excellent Ramadan. A turning point in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, even the month before Ramadan, Shaban, my Allah. Bless us with Shaban, my Allah. Bless us with the barakat of Shaban, my Allah. Ya Allah, the days are moving very fast, my Allah. Ya Allah, just now Maut will overtake us, my Allah. Ya Allah, before Maut comes to us, my Allah, let us prepare for Maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, let Maut see us, Ya Allah, in the condition, my Allah, that we have nafse mutmainna. Ya Allah, that we have your pleasure, my Allah. Your raza mandi, my Allah. You must be pleased with us, my Allah. You must not be naraz with us, my Allah. Give us Maut with iman, my Allah. Give us Maut in a good condition, my Allah. Give us Maut whilst making tawaf of the Kaaba, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Maut on the mataf, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Give us Maut, Ya Allah, in front of the Roza Mubarak, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, give us Maut, Ya Allah. Grant us Maut in Sajda, my Allah. Whilst we are fasting, my Allah. Make it be the day of Friday, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good Maut, my Allah. Protect us from an evil death, my Allah. Don't let Maut come to us, my Allah. Whilst we are in a prostitute den, my Allah. Allah, whilst we are committing zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let maut come to us whilst we are popping drugs in our mouth, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let maut come to us, ya Allah, whilst we are viewing a pornographic film, my Allah. Or we are reading some evil, filthy novel or magazine, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, don't let maut come to us whilst we are involved in incest dealings, my Allah. Ya Allah, let maut come to us, ya Allah, whilst we are in your obedience, my Allah. Whilst we are in your itaat, my Allah. And our tongues are moist in your dhikr, my Allah. The angels must be surrounding us at the time, my Allah. The angels, ya Allah, must come, ya Allah. The angels of mercy must, my Allah. May Allah take our ruh to you, my Allah. And they must give us glad tidings, ya Allah, of your pleasure, my Allah. Of ruhun and rihan, my Allah. Of jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. You have kept us in this world, my Allah, for a short time, my Allah. Ya Allah, still, ya Allah, we have become ghafil of you. We have become ghafil of akhirat. Ya Allah, we do in this world, and we perform deeds in this world, and we carry on in this world. We conduct ourselves in this world as though we are going to live forever and ever, my Allah. Ya Allah, when your ahkamat are broken, there is no frown on our face, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, shaitan is trying so hard. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, they have ganged up against us, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are overpowering us, my Allah. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Ya Allah, this nafs is prompting us, inciting us towards all evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, towards all haram temptations, my Allah. Ya Allah, to fulfilling our passions and desires and lusts and evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, this nafs is commanding us towards evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, illa ma rahima rabbi, except that person upon whom your rahmat is, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon us, my Allahumma arhamna bi tarkil ma'asi wa la tushqina bi ma'asiyatik. Ya Allah, have rahm upon us. Ya Allah, and help us to refrain and abandon all sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us among those who are wretched and miserable. Ya Allah, do not make us among those who are unlucky, those who are unfortunate, my Allah, by disobeying your commandments, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us follow the sunnat life of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make every sunnat come into our lives, my Allah. The zahiri sunan, the batini sunan, make the akhlaq of Rasul come into our lives, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Make our hearts soft, my Allah. Make us be amongst the layyinun, hayyinun, those who are soft-hearted, those who are kind, my Allah. Not those who are harsh and cruel, my Allah. Do not make us amongst the zalimeen, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem. Ya Allah, wherever zulm has been taking place, ya Allah, in the world, my Allah, upon our Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah, remove the zulm, my Allah, change the conditions, my Allah, ya Allah, grant them peace, my Allah, tu inki hifazat farma, ya Allah, you protect their jaan and iman, my Allah, protect their belongings, my Allah, protect their offspring, my Allah, protect their children, my Allah, protect their families, my Allah, protect their masajid and madaris, my Allah, ya Allah, make the baqa of Islam, ya Allah, still continue, my Allah, don't make it such that Islam is wiped out, my Allah, ya Allah, make Islam thrive and flourish, my Allah, in the four corners of the globe, my Allah, ya Allah, make the non-Muslims see the beauty of Islam, make them see the light of Islam, make them realize Islam is a peace-loving religion, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, and your dad. Bless us with halawati iman, sweetest of iman. Ya Allah, make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Grant us barakat in our businesses, my Allah. Barakat in our properties, my Allah. Barakat in our families, my Allah. Ya Allah, barakat in our masajid, my Allah. Barakat in our madaris, my Allah. Barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Don't make us eat one morsel of haram, my Allah. Protect us from riba transaction, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us cheat and deceive our customers, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Don't make us handcuff for this dunya, my Allah. Don't make us fight with one another over dunya, my Allah. Don't make us go to the court, my Allah, and fight our Muslim brothers and sisters over dunya, my Allah. Don't make us cut off our relationship with our own parents, my Allah, because of dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove from our heart the love of dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become now, ya Allah, mindful and aware of akhirat. preparations of maut and akhirat, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, ya Allah. We have got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's needs tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many needs, so many needs, so many hajat, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are in so much of musibat, my Allah. So much of mushkilat, my Allah. You are the only person, Ya Allah, who can provide solutions for us from our mushkilat, my Allah. You are the only one who can remove us from our difficulties, my Allah. Whatever our difficulties may be a social problem, a domestic problem, a financial problem, maybe it's depression, my Allah. Maybe it's illness, my Allah. Some sickness, my Allah. Ya Allah, tamam bala, musibat, Ya Allah, ko dur farma. Remove our worries, our sorrows, our grief, our hardship, our musibat, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with sakina, my Allah. Bless us with itminan of the heart, my Allah. Make us become happy people, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become, Ya Allah, people who are living a life of misery, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be among those who are su'ada, my Allah. Grant us best of dunya, best of akhirat. Grant us maut in Medina Sharif. Burial in Jannatul Baqi. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the day of Qiyamah. The holy kothar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya we have not seen our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah, don't deprive us of seeing O beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us be in his company, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our abodes in Jannat, our houses in Jannat be right next to that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba Ikiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Protect our friends and relatives, our musallis, mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Allah, the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the azab of the qabr, from the azab of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. There are so many challenges today, my Allah. There are so many challenges and fitna and fasad, my Allah. So many trials and tribulations, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Protect our chastity, my Allah. Protect the chastity of our women folk, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from all types of haram and evil, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, my Allah. You guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, accept it, my Allah. Accept the effort of da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ijtima that is going to take place on the 14th, 15th and 16th of June, my Allah. In our province in Ispingo Beach, my Allah. Like how you helped us in all the other ijtimas of the past, my Allah. This ijtima also make it a great success, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, to make the effort before the ijtima. Even after the ijtima, help us to go out in your path, my Allah. All those jamaats that are striving in your path, my Allah. Grant them barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them your happiness and pleasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, give this family sabr, Ya Allah, in the absence, my Allah. Make it be easy for all of them, my Allah. Don't deprive us from, Ya Allah, from striving in your path, my Allah. All the efforts of the mashayikh in the khanqas, my Allah. Wherever they may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're making dhikr, my Allah. They're calling towards your love and muhabbat, my Allah. They're connecting us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're advising us to refrain from all sins, my Allah, except the efforts, my Allah. The efforts in our makatib, my Allah. In our madrasas, in our darul ulooms, my Allah. In our hifz classes, my Allah. Day and night they are taking your name, my Allah. They are reciting your Quran and Majid, my Allah. They are reciting the hadith Pak of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Accept the efforts, my Allah. All good works of deen. Different societies, organizations, Ya Allah. They are doing charitable work, my Allah. They are doing welfare work, my Allah. They are doing social work, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu unki barpoor nusrat farma, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen. Protect us from slipping, my Allah. Protect us from getting caught into any type of fitna, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, people are waiting for us to slip and fall, my Allah. So that they may laugh at us, my Allah. Make us become true leaders of the ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us, my Allah. We are useless, my Allah. We are helpless, my Allah. We are not true guides, my Allah. We are in zulumat ourselves, my Allah. We are in darkness ourselves, my Allah. You guide us, my Allah. Make us become the means of millions and millions of people getting hidayah through us, my Allah.
Ya Allah, make all our programs be easy for us, my Allah. Especially in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. All the Hufazi Kiram, ya Allah, they are making door of the Quran, Majid, my Allah. Help them in the month of Ramadan, in the Salatul Taraweeh, my Allah. Make them become good Hufaz, my Allah. Make them become pious Hufaz, my Allah. Not only in the month of Ramadan, they recite the Quran, my Allah. Not only in the month of Ramadan, they grow a beard, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people have requested different du'as, my Allah. Answer all the jais murads, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, those friends of us, those musallis who are in hospital, my Allah. Relatives and friends, my Allah. And different people in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa. All the marhumin, ya Allah. Those who have passed away, my Allah. Family people, ya Allah. Friends, ya Allah. And the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant them the Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Remove any type of azab they are suffering in the qabr, my Allah. Make the qabr a garden of the gardens of paradise, my Allah. Don't make it be a put of Jahannam, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, there are so many youngsters, ya Allah, who wish to get married, my Allah. There are so many young girls who are waiting, my Allah. Age is catching up with them, my Allah. They are looking for suitable husbands, my Allah. They don't want to live a life of filth and zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, they want to live a life of taqwa and piety, my Allah. Ya Allah, from your unseen sources, my Allah. From your treasures that never become exhausted, my Allah. Our eyes cannot see your treasures, my Allah. To us, it is impossible many things in this world, my Allah. For you, nothing is impossible, my Allah. You provide for them suitable spouses, my Allah. Give them a life full of bliss and taqwa, my Allah. Those who are getting married, my Allah, grant them your nikah full of barakat and afiyat and hifazat, my Allah. Bless them with pious children, my Allah, who become the coolness of the eyes, my Allah. So many are married, my Allah. So many wives, ya Allah, so many women, they want pious children, my Allah. They want children, my Allah. They can't get any children, my Allah. Ya Allah, they cannot conceive, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. You bless them with pious, healthy children, my Allah. Those of us who got children, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them be anki tandak, my Allah. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Unki puri, puri hifazat farma. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.